It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Craig.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
He's the Shawn Michaels of Dick.
Oh,
he's very charismatic.
Out to the ring by sensational Stalin.
And Vaughn.
He's preparing.
It's getting closer.
Uh-oh. That's wrong. Oh, my God, here he comes.
It's on the way.
I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
I think that worked nicely.
What?
All right, good.
Yeah, okay.
We're slowly phasing Vaughn out.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
No, that it messed up. It was supposed to be something else.
Yeah. I'm an abortion?
Wow.
Pretty much.
Well, what? Is it true? We all have been saying it. I didn't have to happen.
Actually, I think I have the real intro here somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
I should just play that because I worked so hard on it. Yeah. And, you know, it kind of got fucked up.
Kind of?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that happens when you're working on the fly.
Yeah.
Do, but I don't know, you just piece it together.
Hang on a second.
We're going to restart.
It's the Aristocrats.
Now, listen to this. This is Derek. This is good.
This battery only lasts 45 minutes, so it's going to be a short show.
Craig.
It's on the way.
Matt.
The Down Undertaker.
Steve.
He's the Shawn Michaels of Dick.
Oh,
he's very charismatic.
Led to the ring by sensational Stalin.
And Vaughn.
You know, Vaughn.
I really wish you hadn't done that.
Sorry. You
look
what
you did, you little jerk.
You what the French call les incompetents.
Holy shit. I thought Steve Austin showed up for a second.
And that was supposed to be the intro.
So wait, how
oh my
did
God,
that,
that's
how
awesome.
Did that piece come in?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Because you played a little bit of it before that.
Because I put it together wrong, apparently. So when I
on the fly,
it,
baby, on
out.
The fly.
Well, whatever.
Anyway.
So we are the Aristocrats. I'm Derek. With me, as always, we have Matt.
I'm not Matt.
Oh. Steve.
Hi.
The Living Abortion.
Living Abortion. Mailman Vaughn.
Living Abortion.
And,
he made it. He just barely made it.
Today,
it's a zombie abortion. There you go.
Mm. Water baby.
The Aristocrat's variable.
Mm. The variable.
Craig is not with us today. He took a vacation day today.
Yeah.
So, you're drinking that Magners?
Yeah, why not?
Gross. And
who else do we got tonight?
Another Steve. So there's two Steves.
Why? It tastes as bad as normal. Actually, it tastes better. Why? Has it been in there for like a month?
No, it froze and thawed out again.
Eh, tastes all right.
Tap the Rockies.
All right, so here we are. So do you think that it's a little too early to give the overreaction of the year award to Boston?
Okay.
I think.
It was awesome. What? Yesterday was the best day for news.
How? I mean, it's been done to death. Everyone knows about it, but those stupid Moonanite.
Oh, God.
Fucking, what were they? They were like little
Light
brights.
Yeah, yeah, stickers.
And you know what's weird? I think I saw one. Carly, can you verify this? Didn't we see one in New York last time we were there? Didn't we look across to a bar and there was like a Moonanite in the window? And I said that was pretty cool.
You should have grabbed it.
I think it was the same thing. Yeah, now they're probably
I don't even know if I know what these things are. What is it?
They're from Aqua Teen Hunger
Aqua
Force.
Teen Hunger Force.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The little like pixelated.
Yes.
Yeah, well, they had them placed around different major cities.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's like this.
The big, little LED things, you know?
Yeah. They a little LED light and whatever. And they put them on bridges and storefronts and everything.
Cause
and
accidents.
Everyone was fine with it. No, everyone was fine. Until except for Boston. Thought it was.
Oops, we're looping.
You want to turn it off?
Thought it was a bomb.
Okay.
They called in the bomb squad. They blew a couple of them up. Which I think is funny.
They closed down the whole fucking town for the day.
Just to take
these things down and destroy them.
The whole town was in like peril.
Wait, what? Oh, God.
And if you ever seen it, if you ever seen, you know what the Moon Knight is. It's the whole character is just this little pixelated character giving the finger.
Yeah.
And whenever you see it on the news, they've shown it before I got here, and they're trying to pixelate the little middle finger.
Oh, really?
So it's extra pixelated.
Osama bin Ignigno or whatever.
What?
His name is.
It's like Ignigno,
name.
Whatever.
Ignigno or something.
But even
4-bit Nintendo graphics.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like an asteroid. It's you know, okay. it's a bit off asteroid. Yeah. Anyway.
So they did it as a publicity stunt, and boy, are they getting publicity.
Yeah. Yes.
And yeah. I actually watched Aqua Teen last night on accident. I just happened to have Cartoon Network on, and they had a whole apology before the show.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
And it was, like, they arrested the guys that put it up and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Did you see the video? Was it? There's a Fox video on YouTube about they did a little, because their lawyer said not to say a damn word about it. Yeah. So they walk out to a nice press setup with all the mics and everything, and they go into talking about haircuts from the 70s. Like, totally avoiding everybody's question.
Vaughn cuts.
And then one of the reporters actually asked him, like, because one of the guys had dreadlocks, and he's like, how do you think your hair is going to do in jail? And he's like, very good question. They actually took that question. Well, everybody else is yelling at them.
Jail.
Well, everybody else is yelling. No, they got acquitted today.
Yeah. They
got thrown out.
Yeah.
All these reporters are yelling at them to take it seriously and ask them all these questions. And even their lawyer comes out and goes, I told them not to say anything about the case at all. And they're just going.
But why are they there?
It's just funny because the whole thing on Fox is just, they're sitting there talking about like the greaser haircut and the afro.
We get it.
It was just, it was funny. Just beautiful.
Sure it was.
Thanks. You got anything to say?
I didn't hear Buckner. Anything.
You didn't hear anything about it?
Really?
No. It was everywhere.
Where?
Really?
All over the news yesterday.
It wasn't his pathmark. He doesn't know.
When was it announced? When did
like
it become
2 days ago.
No, I don't.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like it was.
Or was it yesterday morning?
It happened yesterday morning.
All right.
And then all yesterday, by like 5 o'clock. Yesterday, everybody in the news knew about it and was totally going off on it.
They had one on like a bridge, and they shot it with a water cannon or something.
What? Yeah.
To blow it up
in case
it was a bomb.
Wow.
And all it is like, it's a, all it is,
they had a flashback.
Wow.
Like in Alabama in the 60s, you know?
Their first
Holy
instinct
shit.
Was to blast it
with
a high-pressured water cannon.
No, it's like a special gun used, I guess, to...
Squirt gun?
Detonate and I don't know, do something with bombs.
Oh.
So I guess it's like a gun that shoots it,
yeah.
But with water so that it'll like, I don't know, diffuse it or
like
something.
Like a diarrhea
I don't
gun.
Short circuit.
I don't know.
I never heard of that.
And like,
I
if you look
you
at it,
a person to do that.
It looks like a light bright with a couple batteries on the bottom.
It's like an LED grid.
It's like a foot long. It's just, it was.
And it's giving you the finger.
Yeah. Like giving you the finger.
Did you hear, was it Opie and Anthony this morning? Anthony came out and said, I'll give you $500 if you bring one to the
Why
to
would
the
you
area.
Talk about another radio show on the podcast?
It was a good bit.
So let's just revisit it and do exactly what they did. You know what? I'll give you $600 if you bring me a moon.
I ain't giving you shit. No, I was listening. What was it? I was watching a.
I don't know. What else are you going to do?
No,
I was watching. Vaughn, why don't you just watch TV and tell us what you're watching?
Cut his mic off. He's done.
Wow.
Jesus
Pass
Christ.
The headphones to Steve.
Give Steve the headphones.
Steve, who has said not a word yet.
Step off.
He can't hear us.
So you can still talk.
You can hear us talking in the room. We're loud as fuck.
I know. There's nothing else going on in this room.
Loud as
Anything
fuck.
Else? Anything else? You want me to just pull my pants down? You can smack me in the ass?
No.
Huh?
No.
Fucktards.
It's not like we're in that room that I had in Philadelphia.
2023? Was that what it was?
Room 2023.
Oh, God.
The most ridiculous room
How
on
big
Earth.
Was the room, Matt?
Alpha Centauri.
So fucking big.
The joke is not funny because Eric's not here, number one.
Oh, okay.
And that never happened.
And number two is just not funny.
There was a couple funny ones.
It was very funny.
I know.
Matt and Eric had a very big room. And they were telling me how big it was. And what was my favorite one?
Was it the light one?
No, it was. Well, that was a good one, too. What was that one?
The one I said that lights that have been extinguished for years are still visible on the other side of the room.
Is it?
The light is still traveling towards
the,
you.
The pi one was my favorite.
You could terminally calculate pi in legibly sized handwriting on the walls.
Yeah. Mike's listening.
The walls
he'll
are
like
infinite,
that.
So
Mike.
they just had a thing about pi in the paper not too long ago. Some guy.
Some guy recited it to how many?
6,000 or something.
Whoa! That is a lot.
Dork. That's all I'm gonna say.
So, I don't know, last time was like 1,000.
Oh, was
that
it?
Was a couple months ago.
Maybe
somebody did it to 1,000. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, I might be over exaggerating.
Okay.
So I was watching Nickelodeon.
What?
I don't know. I just wanted to get over it.
Okay.
Wow.
God.
You're an asshole.
Okay.
I know, right?
Wow.
For those of you that don't know,
I'm an
Vaughn is, he's an ass.
Shut the fuck up.
He's fodder.
I wonder if he's the burner of bridges. And just blast Vaughn with him.
He is a turd scissor.
I'm a turd wrench.
He's a stool scissor.
The butt pliers.
Stool saw. He's
going nowhere.
God. Exacto scat.
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
Go ahead. Get them all out.
Delicious. Oh, come on. Yes. Fire them out.
I don't really know them all.
Okay.
Ruined a bit.
All the words for butts. Let
butthole. No, specifically
butt
for what?
Holes.
For what cuts the shit off?
Fecal shears.
For your balloon knot.
Fecal shears.
Turd guillotine.
Wow.
Okay.
This is going nowhere.
Okay.
I
think it's fine.
Yeah, you think it's hysterical. 2 hours.
2 hours of shit talk. So, yeah. First news story is...
That was the first
the Boston thing.
It was the Moon Knights.
Well, that was everywhere.
How about Lindsay Lohan's puss?
What about
I didn't hear about that.
I want Steve to interject with this.
Oh, yeah. her now too?
Yeah, no, yeah. Apparently there was two that surfaced all in the same day. One of her getting out of a car and one of her getting off a boat. I saw the one of her getting off a boat.
I saw
Lindsay Lohan
of her a long
was
time
one
ago,
of she was one of my favorite celebrities until I saw this picture. It looks like a dehydrated horse vagina. It is fucking
how do you
wild.
Know what a horse's vagina looks like?
Because it's all loopy and skinny and dry and fucking gross.
What do you mean dry?
Give me fucking horses?
It's just, how big was this picture?
It was pretty good. You
it
could
was
probably
Google Earth.
You could probably get it on Photo Bucket or something. I saw it.
I saw one of her a while back and it didn't get any coverage whatsoever. And then the Britney Spears one.
So to speak.
This is almost very similar to Britney Spears shot.
Yeah.
Almost as detailed. Gross and flappy and dry. That's all I can say.
Flappy and dry.
It was
Wait, what do you want it to be wet all the time?
Yeah.
All I know is I puked on
Don't
my
you?
Keyboard when I seen it. It was gross. And now she's disgusting.
Now she's disgusting.
It was all freckled and shit.
It may have been a ball sack for all I know.
It's exhausted. It's going to check into rehab.
It's tired of constantly peeing from all the alcohol she has.
Wow.
Her cooch is exhausted. It's going to rehab.
Coochie coo.
It's expired.
It's died way before its time.
So basically, it's gross.
Okay. Well, okay. So now Vaughn's defining words.
Okay.
Here we go. It's expired. It died before its time.
Scoop. Pussyfoot.
Vaughn gave up. Mission accomplished.
Hand over them headphones.
What's his name? Japan? He's going to be happy.
Bendo. Get back in the ring, Vaughn.
Bendo.
Give me a sec.
Come on, get back on the horse.
He powdered out.
I have to admit, I'm in an awful mood today.
No,
so
really?
Explain what happened.
You're shitting me.
I can't really get into
Wait,
too
we
much
talk
detail.
About, you talk about Eric?
Just talk right over me.
Sorry. You reveal where you work?
Well, no, because it's just stupid work stuff.
Oh, all right. Oh. Never mind.
But one of the main things that pissed me off is I work in like a factory type setting, I guess. And everyone there has worked there for like a billion years.
Wow. Yeah. That's
I
a
am
lot
the
of
young.
Years.
I'm 26. And I'm the youngest person probably almost in the building.
Mm.
The average seniority is like 25 years. And that's not a joke. There's a guy that's been working there since 1964.
So it's a factory warehouse.
Okay.
And so I just get pissed off because I have no say in anything. Oh, I get shit on all the time.
Okay.
It's unbelievable. Like,
by the time
I can't
you don't get shit
that.
On, you won't be able to enjoy it anymore.
Exactly. I'll be dead.
Yeah.
you can't make any leeway. And these guys are like almost dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't make any leeway anywhere.
Every one of them is on the verge of retirement.
And
but just no,
you know what,
go.
Though? They're all on the verge of retirement, yet they're going to be there another 20 years.
Exactly. I know. It's 1964.
I think it's time you start fucking knocking them downstairs and shit.
I got the same kind of thing going on. I'm actually getting promoted this weekend.
What?
Well, you're a mailman, so that's
well, no,
different.
Well, no, it's still not different. The oldest guy in the office is what? Was it? The last guy who just retired was 74.
Okay, I was close.
And this was his second job.
Yeah.
He was a cop for 25 years, and then he decided to become a mailman.
Yeah, that happens.
you know.
That's what you want, a fucking post office worker with a gun.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Well, let's not bring up guns. Well, I'm going from the top of my
guy.
I'm going from the top of my area, and I'm going back to the bottom, which is totally like, oh.
Oh, you're in the top. You're on the
in my
the
where I'm at. Yeah, and now I'm going back to the bottom, which is just and I get put on the stupidest area now. Like I have to learn. I have to take the 7-ton test. What? The 7-ton truck? You know.
Wow,
there's so many jokes in that. My head almost exploded.
I was like, well, what?
No, I'm used to that 7-ton stuff.
I don't know. I don't know where that's going.
Never mind.
The 7-ton truck.
I don't know. That's where I got to go because that's the only job that's open for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's doing like deliveries and stuff like that, and it's just like I don't want to do it at all. But it's like I have.
Where are the deliveries? What kind of neighborhood?
Red Bank.
Ethnicity.
Red Bank, pretty much.
So like most Mexicans and blacks.
Yeah, the whole area.
So there's not much mail to be delivered.
No, they get a lot of mail. A
lot of bills.
They get a lot of mail for people who are from Michigan.
A lot of WIC checks.
Supposedly.
Interesting.
Well, are you allowed to be divulging this information?
Probably not.
I don't see why not.
Is there a large Iraqi
population?
He didn't tell you what house
Bank?
He's delivering fucking this shit to.
Do they get a lot of crack? You know what's really funny?
What?
I'm looking at the chat room here.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
There was a, I'm sure, lovely girl named Rachel who was here.
Yeah.
And she said, this is the first time I'm listening to the Aristocrats. And she left.
The first time she listened to the Aristocrats,
the only people
the last
in,
time she's ever coming to the site.
The only people that are in the room is myself, Chris, who runs the thing, and somebody named Black History Month Sucks.
Awesome.
That started this month.
What history do they have?
Oh. Are we on too late? Is that what the thing
I guess.
Is?
I think so.
I don't know.
I work until 8, so I can't do this any sooner.
Yeah. Any sooner?
Unless we do it on the weekend, which, who wants to do it on the weekend?
Whatever.
I do.
I don't.
If you subscribe to the podcast, you will be getting an extra show sometime next week.
I'm sorry, what?
We're doing Sunday. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess we should plug that since we're doing nothing.
Yeah, well, since we actually finally got the iTunes thing fixed, so you can actually...
Yeah, iTunes is fixed, so if you did subscribe on iTunes, you will be getting probably 5 shows downloaded.
A little tech update.
Yeah, a little tech update. And if you're not, then it's a good way to subscribe, because this way, as soon as I put something up, it throws it right on your iPod.
Yeah.
Boom, you can automatically not listen to us.
Automatically delete us.
Aristocrats. Also, never heard of it before? Won't listen to it ever again.
All right, gorilla. Also, this Sunday we're going to be doing the second annual Hot Wing Challenge on Super Bowl Sunday. It will not be recorded or live. It will not be broadcast live, rather.
Yes.
So
hopefully it will be recorded.
It'll be recorded live.
Hopefully I'll record it. Am I recording this?
I don't know.
Fuck check, please.
Well, you're not missing much. And
botched intro. That's about it.
Yeah, I really fucked that up big time. I was in such a pissy mood. I wasn't paying attention to anything.
I'm just going
to
put any sound clip in the middle.
You're still in a pissy mood?
Oh, yeah.
You just got out of work and
was
that's
it really that bad?
Pretty much it?
There was a bunch more stuff work related. Okay.
You don't want to talk about it, though. You're
well, no, it's boring. You really want to know?
Okay. No.
You don't
no
exactly.
I'll ask later.
You don't want
to. The show.
Yeah. I was in a pissy mood.
I like to know
today,
about
too.
What my friends are doing.
All day, I just like.
There's something in the air today.
Yeah, it was full moon last night.
I kind of had it, but fortunately, I wasn't doing anything too strenuous or too mind boggling.
Different.
Yeah. So I could relax.
Well,
just I'm lamenting my anger.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in an angry mood because everybody, it's been going around in my office for the last 2 weeks that I'm getting bumped up.
Mm.
And my managers haven't said anything to me. My stewards haven't said anything to me.
I hate that.
And I asked one of them today. I was like, is it a lock? And he's like, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I keep hearing from everybody else that I'm going to get bumped up this week. And he's like,
who told you that?
He's like, yeah, I think so. And I'm like, do you know?
Do I exist?
Like, he's the guy who's like pretty much our shop steward in the whole in the whole place. And he's the one who should know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I think so.
What's your name again, son?
Literally.
Work here?
I managed a Pizza Hut. And I thought that, like, this was, like, the low of the low of, like, workers and everything. I mean, I was a kid. There was kids working. It is just as organized in Pizza Hut with 16-year-old kids running around as it is in any other company.
This is true.
Oh, I know.
Ever.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll agree with you.
This is very true.
Ever.
So
I work for a $1 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when we worked
and no one
for,
knows what they're doing.
Remember when we worked for Friendly's?
Yeah, it was even worse. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Remember what the shit I used to do there, and I worked there for 2 years?
I would walk out of Friendly's, and there was a little tiny window in the kitchen,
and I would just I would hear something. I'd look up, and Vaughn's ass and balls were hanging out the window.
Whoa,
dude, there was so much shit I did in that job. It was unbelievable, and I stayed there for 2 years. Like I used to like they had these 5 gallon jugs of hard boiled eggs. Remember this?
Whoops.
No.
They had these 5 gallon jugs of hard boiled eggs used to use for the salads.
Ew.
I used to take them, you know, and go into the freezer and lob them into the freezer, you know, into the big ice machine. Just lob them in there and give it about 2 seconds and go back in and see like they're frozen solid right into that thing. And then what was it? I think it's the next morning the manager who does the inventory on Sundays. She walks into the freezer, and you can hear, you can hear, like, through this thick metal door, you could just hear her going,
Do you find it necessary to entertain yourself at work?
Not anymore.
Okay. I want to say two things about Friendlies real quick when you're done.
Oh, when I was a kid, yeah, that's all I used to do, was just entertain myself. When I used to work for Friendlies, when I used to work for, like, Sears, I have some great stories. We used to, you know how they used to in the back. You used to work in the dock,
yeah.
And they would pile up all the lawnmowers, you know, before the big sale.
This doesn't
sound
good.
There'd be like 10 lawnmowers across, like it'd be 3 down, 10 across. I'd go full front from one end to the other, just body slam every one of them.
What? Why?
Because I was bored. You had nothing to do.
Why would you do that?
Because it was fun.
I've entertained myself at jobs before.
All right. Well, let me get this out real quick.
Okay, go.
Number one, Friendly stock just plummeted. Good. And number two, the bathroom there is the worst smelling bathroom I've ever been in.
Disgusting.
You could cure AIDS with the shit on the fucking urinal. It's so gross. And now they're going out of business.
Are they really?
I'm kidding. Wow. Their food is the best. How could they?
I do love their food. Well, it's that kind of food that you can't wait to eat it, and it's so delicious. The moment you take that last bite,
you feel like holy shit.
You're like, why the fuck did I eat that?
Oh my god.
What possessed me to eat an entire app sampler and an Ultimate Colossal Big
and an Oreo brownie sundae?
I'm not the dessert
yeah,
person.
That's
my dessert is actually the meat, the burger.
It's another app sampler.
Pretty much.
I
chased
some hot fudge
on
this cheeseburger.
The only thing I remember him doing. You did a lot of shit in that job, but I remember you spitting in somebody's
sundae. Oh, don't say that.
I never did that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I absolutely not.
Yes, you did.
Never did that.
I used to entertain myself at work
before.
Yes, you did.
I would never do that.
You did.
So you guys want to hear about how I entertain myself at work?
No.
Next story. Yeah, well, see, this one's actually good.
All right.
I didn't actually...
Fuck you.
I didn't actually...
This is Steve number two, by the by.
Yeah.
It takes number two.
This is a canon wow Steve. All right. You need the morph sound effect. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I used to work for this pool company. We used to clean pools and shit. Oh, no. So I was cleaning a pool, and I look up into this window, and I seen this beautiful 16, 17-year-old girl, you know, getting dressed and rubbing her breasts.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's what they do.
She was,
they
like, checking
dressed
for cancer or something. It was that time of the year.
She had one breast.
So I proceeded
that
to,
time of the year.
Now this
I'm
was
naked
loaded,
in front of an open window, and there's a guy cleaning the pool. Might as well check for breast cancer.
But she didn't notice. I noticed. So anyway, this family was loaded, by the way. So they had a fucking cabana by the pool and shit.
They were Jewish.
So I ran out in there and I entertained myself.
Shut up.
Left something for them.
In the pool.
Did you really?
In their toilet.
Are you serious?
I swear. Oh,
I thought he left it in the pool.
Wow.
A little white stream in the pool.
he left the deposit.
It was just on the side of their toilet in the cabana.
That's just chlorine. That's just chlorine there.
Holy shit. Yeah, I've entertained myself.
Doesn't take much to get you going.
Yeah. Wow, we got another user in the chat room. Holy shit.
Just in time for them to leave.
This show is falling apart quickly.
What's that, semen in the toilet?
Shut up.
No, it's the same girl from before. This is the second time I'm listening to it.
Got her new name.
I just wanted to be sure that they were this terrible.
Wow. So positive about this show.
Well, let me relate a story I read before.
Okay, go ahead.
When I was researching. Apparently in Thailand, there's...
Thailand.
Yeah, thank you for that. There's some serious like Muslim uprisings in like the South. They're like going nuts.
The South will rise again.
They're just
not to say that.
They're just killing people, right?
They're just Muslims driving around with fucking pickup trucks. Yeah.
The South will rise again.
Rocket launcher things on the back of their truck,
spitting tobacco.
Anyway,
wow.
Apparently, some like
Muslim rednecks.
Oh man, I don't even know where to go with that.
What are you doing over yonder?
Anyway, there was like some ice cream vendor riding his bike. Some Muslim shot him in the head and then decapitated him and left his body sitting on the bike.
Wow.
How ridiculous.
Did they take the ice cream?
No. See, wow. Imagine like the kids are like, oh my God, I wanted a snow cone.
They'll still
they
eat
took it anyway.
Yeah.
They will.
Those fucking dirty Hindu hicks.
Wow.
Hick-do.
Hick-do. The South. Shit.
Brown necks.
No. What's up with the roads again?
Chewing that damn curry.
Yeah.
Poor guy. They're Muslim, huh?
Yeah, they're just bloodthirsty, apparently. And I don't know what the point of them uprising
is. This guy was just driving his bike, eating his ice cream.
Done. Yeah, gone.
You wear your ex, I wear mine.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
Wow.
A Confederate flag on the turban.
Boys in the turban.
He comes flying up with a fucking General Lee with a fucking suicide bomb in it.
The General Lee rickshaw.
Somebody, you got to imitate the fucking horn for me because I can't do it.
No, it would be the fucking...
That one?
Yeah, that one.
But it would be like just, fucking... Yeah, la la la, ha la la, ha la la, ha la.
And instead of the Confederate flag, it's just a fucking rug they kneel on when they pray.
Oh, wow.
Imagine what Daisy Duke would look like.
Burka.
Covered her full head to toe in a burka.
Bush hanging out of her shorts.
She'd be in a burka, bro.
Bro.
This alcohol scandal.
A burka, whatever, shoved up her ass crack.
It's all scandalous. She cuts her burka up to like her ankles.
Yeah.
What would her truck be? Ooh. Daisy had the Dixie Lee. What would the fucking Hindu bitch's name be?
Oh, don't put me on the spot.
Yeah, you can't do that. It just has to come.
It'd be her own feet because they're not allowed to drive.
The Flintstone mobile. Yeah.
She would just run around.
Yeah, she just run around like skates.
That is funny.
All right.
Hey, went to all right. Watch all what right. You're doing.
See,
with that boy.
Hindu with like fucking General Lee, the actual real General Lee outfit on still.
What?
This is not happening.
General Lee outfit. Boss Hogg,
from the Civil War.
Oh.
So yeah, Thailand and India are apparently the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
My
original joke was just switching L's and R's for saying things. Everybody picked up on that, and then all of a sudden everybody started making fun of Hindus.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
There's
so much more to go with when it's in Thailand.
Really.
Fucking
I don't know.
General Ree.
It's just
General Ree.
General Ree.
A hick Hindu General that knows jujitsu. That's fucking that's fucking crazy.
What?
We got to take a break.
India
knows Muay Thai.
The Gooks of Hazzard.
Oh shit! Yeah,
perfect.
Beautiful.
Oh shit!
Let's get the theme song to go.
Oh, instead of the Dixie Lee, she drives around in the fucking Rice Lee.
Like a rice patty? What the hell? I don't get that.
Wow,
it's like a rice Toyota. Shit.
Oh,
rice burner.
Oh,
how about
Camel
a
Lee?
A cow.
A Camel Lee.
Cow.
No, no, Thailand.
Thailand. They don't have
Who
cows.
Who gives a shit?
They have child molesters. Lots of them.
Boats Thailand.
And shit on the river.
Yeah.
They don't even have cars in
Thailand. She gets carried in by like a whole shitload of like prostitutes. I don't know. I don't have no idea.
This is shoot horrible. The ice cream vendor and then cut off his head.
Thailand.
Gonna fuck young boys.
All right.
Thailand terrorists gonna go put bombs in the ocean and create another fucking tsunami.
Wow. That's so embarrassing that we went right to Hinduism.
I don't understand.
Why didn't you stop us?
I just want to see how far it would go.
Well, you're an ass.
If you don't stop us, we'd still be going.
I'm doing stuff over here, and Muslims, I was like kind of half listening.
It's better than listening to Vaughn talking about throwing cherry tomatoes at people.
What? Throwing like, cherry tomatoes at people?
What can you say about Thailand? What can you make fun of them? You can't. So
not
you have
a whole
to like,
lot.
You have to kind of go to the neighbor, you know?
The one big thing with the Gooks of Hazzard was decent.
Gooks of Hazzard.
Gooks of Hazzard. That was good.
It wasn't even original. It was an old joke.
General Ree.
A rug instead of the Confederate flag.
Yeah. But I always picture Thailand being really hot and everybody just sweating constantly.
Constantly hot.
Everybody's just sweating and like
beaches.
Constantly uncomfortable.
Well, basically what it is.
Well, and ping pong balls coming out of pussies.
The wealthiest people
what?
Aren't residents of the country, basically.
Thailand.
Oh, they're from somewhere else?
Yeah.
Are you implying they're from some other country?
Yeah, probably
the
United States.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Israel? Oh.
They're Israel, too. Okay. Yeah. Big. Big Jewish population.
No offense there.
Really?
Close to Thailand.
Yeah.
Maybe his family owns land there.
It could. Possibly.
They were broadcasting
40 acres
to,
and a mule.
Wow.
Well, we're talking about
40 acres of rice pine.
It's Black History Month.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Well, Steve was actually 6.25% black, I think.
I thought it was 6.25 inches.
Okay, or that.
Centimeters.
I'm good with either or.
What?
Okay. What?
Come I'm on, good Rick. With either or.
Oh, okay.
I say either.
Either or okay. Either?
Either.
Yeah, me too.
So what kind of things
Let's
do you
sell,
Let's
just call the Brady? Whole thing off.
Yeah, the two guys that eat burgers for dessert. I do.
I see you're putting on some pounds there, buddy.
Whoa. What are you, bulking up for the holidays? You guys are just drinking too much.
Yeah, that one beer you had.
On the floor.
You're just seeing double, dumbass.
Who? Well, why don't we talk about how you were happier when you were fatter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear the...
About how
you weren't here for that?
Oh, and I was wrong.
I only know.
No, I wasn't here.
He would force his wife to buy him Funny Bones.
That's
not
it. Funny
Susie
Bones.
Q's every night.
It was Funny Bones, and that's completely uh-huh. true. I would buy Funny Bones like I was fucking feeding for cigarettes.
All right, for those that don't know, Steve used to be kind of a fat lard.
No, not kind of. Steve was.
Steve was gargantuan.
276 pounds.
He was 70% body fat.
More than me.
70, and you're a little taller than Steve.
And anybody who weighs more than that is probably going to kill himself.
Yeah, well, they should.
Shotgun. Now you're a slender what?
206.
206?
Impressive.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's
fantastic.
Very impressive.
Not bad.
Stretch marks like you wouldn't believe.
I don't really want to imagine.
Yeah, I got a fucking mudslide. Who gives a shit?
No. The flea raceway.
Yeah.
On his stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, quarter mile of fucking stretch marks.
It looks like the streamers they shoot up when they like lost the atomic bomb, so they can measure how high the mushroom cloud goes.
We're just jealous.
We're just ripping you up.
Well, you were saying how you were the
lightest person in the room.
I was happier, fatter because I didn't have to worry about being
except
skinny.
For Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Except for Carly
and Lola.
Lola's the lightest in the room.
So I was happier, fatter because I didn't have to always constantly worry about being skinny.
Yeah.
Now that I'm 206, it's a more of a struggle to keep it off.
I understand.
Yeah,
it's more of a struggle. What is
he? I was just happier about myself.
Can we get him a place, plate of quesadillas or something, please?
Seriously,
Carly
let's
Dave.
Get him fat.
Steve's the only. All right, fine. Steve's the only person in the room who isn't double Carly's body weight or more.
Yeah,
yeah. We're awfully grossed out about that. I'll have you know.
All right, fine.
Yeah, fat asses.
Wow.
Me and Carly want to breathe. All right.
Yeah. Hey, you're in here too. Who are you calling a fat ass? You fat fuck.
Oh, wait, me?
You.
I'm allowed. I'm fat. Fuck you guys.
I'm allowed.
I think we should take a break.
Yeah, I think we should have been 20 minutes ago.
Oh, hopefully when we come back, the show will be better.
Yeah, we should
have
taken a break during
and
the
Derek
intro.
Derek will take the stick out of his ass.
Doubt it.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
It's been the worst day since yesterday.
Recording.
Matt is the fattest shit
ever.
Ever.
But actually, I am the second heaviest.
Oh.
Who's the first?
Oh.
Would that be me?
We won't name names.
What are you?
Yeah, I think I am the heaviest.
You are.
270.
I'm like, whoa. I'm 250.
I'm 240 and change.
240 and change. 250.
250.
I'm 233, I think.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. 240
like the price
and
is
233.
Right.
No. I was 242 at my heaviest.
Uh-huh. You're all overweight. You got a bit again.
35 pounds.
So I was watching on Oprah today.
Oh,
you
no.
faggot!
No, I'd rather you talk about Opie.
How could you? How could you start out something
Oprah
like that?
And Anthony?
Oprah and Anthony.
You're an asshole.
So I was listening to it. No,
what was?
Did you guys hear the radio chick today? She did.
Oh,
a funny
fuck
bit.
No!
Let's just talk about it.
She does not do
Tyra
anything
Banks
funny. Fuck
today.
That bitch.
I don't know
what happened on Oprah.
No, nothing.
He was
just
trying to
joke, jackass.
Fine,
joke.
Oh,
can't take the funny. I know I'm not.
Went over my head.
Living abortion.
Oh, you were trying to be funny there.
Living abortion. Thank you. Fuck off.
Should we introduce the T-shirt idea?
Living dead Vaughn.
Oh God, yeah.
Because Vaughn keeps saying that he's a living abortion.
Well, I came up with the. Actually, Carly came up with the idea to make a Vaughn shirt that says "I like Vaughn" with his stupid head on it. So I made it. And then,
and the picture of Vaughn is like he just was found after like getting drunk and with a hooker.
Actually, it's in my MySpace. It's
okay, fine. It's one of his his better pictures that he posted himself,
handpicked.
But hand-picked. Disheveled hair and just like a kind of lost look on his face. Anyway,
you know the usual.
The picture is a hard contrast of dark lines, black and white, so it looks kind of artsy, and it would fit on a
Bob
T-shirt.
Ross.
But my webmaster for my website,
yeah, Mike,
who just started listening to the show, ultimatemk.com.
Thank you.
Plug.
He decided, even though he's never seen Vaughn before, he came up with an idea for a T-shirt. He said, I got an image in my head after I listened to one of the shows. He says, I can understand why Vaughn is necessary, even though I dislike him greatly.
He hates me, too. Shit.
Join the club.
God damn it.
But,
so we're going to nix the I like Vaughn shirt.
No,
the
this
I one like, instead.
Next week, I'm producer.
Wow. No.
Can I steal your line, Steve?
Do it.
Go ahead.
Why don't you produce some funny?
Wow.
I like how you changed it around a little bit. You made it better. That's why we
I didn't
you.
Really remember it.
That's fine. He
I just got the gist of it.
He improvised.
No, whatever. Improvised better.
Continue your story of my hatred
so
of
the,
me.
So the new shirt.
Alternate Vaughn shirt. So we have the I like Vaughn shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, which is, you know, for Simple. People who sympathize with Vaughn.
Right. The few and far in between.
Me.
And then there is obviously going to be the more popular T-shirt. Whenever we do try and sell them or give them away.
Call the I hate Vaughn shirt.
Or it's, pay you to buy them.
The Aristocrats, proudly pro-choice, with a picture of Vaughn's face. And underneath Vaughn's face, it says, I didn't have to happen.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, my God.
I don't know you, and you hate me.
How funny would it be if Mike drew a picture of what he thought Vaughn looked like?
And hit it right on the money?
Like the most insidious, awful thing I could think of.
Mike's,
drew Vaughn.
Mike's ability to do things like that, come up with ideas, especially based on things that he likes, he's almost clairvoyant. He will come up with something that will be made 6 or 7 years later, and it looks exactly as if he drew it. Or actually did draw it, and in comparison. It's rather amazing. But Vaughn, on the other hand,
is not amazing.
Oh, boy.
He looks so upset right now.
He really does.
I like the little chin thing you got, the little lip hair.
The little soul patch.
Is that what that is?
So, Mike, if you're listening right now, he looks kind of like Roseanne.
Whoa!
But heavier.
With the short.
Before or after Tom Arnold.
Before or after she sang the National Anthem.
Oh.
During.
He looks like Roseanne.
Vaughn is the personification of Roseanne singing of the National Anthem.
You know, if you're just listening to the show right now the first time, you know when the show has gone way downhill is when we just start to bash me.
Well, we were on a topic.
We're trying to get ourselves back
know.
Up.
That's actually, all we did
actually,
last week.
Actually, no. If you're just listening.
Okay, better thing is... When everybody's trying to get back up the hill, when they start the bash on me.
See, we're building the funny.
Yeah, don't give away our
I'm
formula.
I'm having a seizure right now with this ad that's on the screen right now. It's ridiculous.
Now we're heading
this
towards
is not a joke. Congratulations, you won.
That thing was flashing like 40 times a second.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, wow. All right, anyway.
Yeah. Well, we looked at some stories.
Yeah, we had to take a quick break because we're completely
out of
nothing.
Thanks for the segue, Steve.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys want to talk about Bilk?
I want to talk about the news.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Oh, Bulk Logan?
Available in Japan. It's called Bilk.
Japan.
It is. Japan!
What are you hitting yourself with the friggin' mic for?
It is beer and milk together at last.
Wait, is it
like they actual shouldn't. Milk and actual beer together? Brewed.
It's kind of like eggnog.
I guess so. I don't know. But, yeah, it came out today in Japan, and they're hoping it will be popular amongst women.
Why?
They said it has a fruity taste to it.
Oh, because it's fruity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they have a milk surplus. So, I don't know.
I don't think it
matters. Too much milk?
Well, they got too much beer in that Sam country. Well,
give some to
Who's
us.
Sam?
Milk is like $4 a gallon now.
Yeah, why?
I wouldn't want like Asian
cows
milk.
Cows are on strike.
I know, is there a cow shortage? Like, what the fuck?
They're all inbred. They're not producing milk anymore.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
True. Yeah. And fucking
I wonder what color it is.
RBGH or whatever.
Yeah, is there any like pictures of
probably
what it
brown.
Looks like?
No, there's a picture of the bottles. It's
probably
just,
a tint
sure
of yellow in it.
What's the bottle look like? Does it look like an old school milk bottle?
What does your puke look like when you puke it?
Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, right?
Oh, man.
I can't imagine
when
being
you puke
able
it up,
to,
it looks like fucking loamy.
Just talking
Oh, who's talking?
No one, apparently.
Okay.
Sorry, douche.
It's hard. Steve doesn't have headphones.
Yeah.
He's excused. Vaughn isn't.
I didn't want you, fuck!
Relax.
Jerky?
Motherfucker.
Oh, I'm not in the mood for this today.
Well, what do you think
really?
What do you think it really tastes like?
You know, I really don't give a shit.
Okay, fine.
It's bilk. Get over it.
Next.
Do we have a best
of? He's dead. Get over it.
It probably tastes like the breast milk from a cat. Hmm. Okay. You know them Asians.
It's true.
It aids cat.
Oh.
Feline what? AIDS. Number one killer of domestic cats.
.com. Did you want to talk about this? Did you want to talk about this 93-pound cyst that was removed?
A cyst the size of my sister. My 12-year-old sister.
Your sister in fetal position attached to someone's face.
Wow.
Where was it?
No, it's an ovarian cyst.
Her name was...
here we go.
Tequila Hilton.
Wait, you're not kidding.
No.
He's not.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tequila Hilton.
Vaughn's two favorite things. She had a 93-pound ovarian cyst removed in an operation her surgeon described as being like having a C-section to deliver a 12-year-old.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, but wait a second. How much did she weigh?
She weighed as much as 563 pounds.
Yokozuna, move over. Because this woman was fucking fat. My God.
How did she notice?
I wish there was a picture.
Yeah, did
well,
I just...
that's the thing. She ranged. Did it say she? Is this the one where it says she ranged between like 4-something and 500-something? So
he doesn't give a shit at all.
I don't think so,
once you get to a certain point, I guess where the cyst is so large, you must have constant pain. Mm. So you have to go to the doctor and get an X-ray.
Yeah, apparently, I feel this pain somewhere, and he's probably like, "It's your fat stomach."
Everyone was telling her she was over here prior to seeing the doctor who performed the operation. And 32-year-old's weight had been blamed on overeating.
Well,
nobody would believe her that she ate healthy. She managed to reduce her weight to 480 pounds before the operation.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Well, what was she before the operation? Like, I mean,
yeah, but wait a second. Oh, 563 pounds. You lose 93 pounds just from the cyst. You are still
fat.
Three times the normal weight of anybody else.
She is down to a slender 359 pounds.
Wow. Hot. All right, so.
Are we recording?
Yes.
No, thank God.
That's disgusting.
Oh, deleted forever.
So, this...
Her doctor says she should have a normal, healthy life.
I doubt it. I really
doubt
big,
it. She has
a slab of raw hog every day.
Who's talking?
Can you imagine being so fat... You have a 93-pound cyst, and you don't notice. Or that you let a cyst grow to 93 pounds.
How many years does that take?
I don't know.
That's where the Olsen twins came from.
That's both of them.
I saw a picture of them today in the Post or the Daily News or something with Bob Saget. And they look like two little Marilyn Mansons. They were scary looking.
Oh, yeah. They're terrible.
Frightening.
Scary.
Definitely
well,
gross. The one is okay looking.
They both look exactly the same to me.
Okay, fine.
Sometimes they look more like twins, and sometimes they look like, you know, individual.
They have distinct difference about them. And the really skinny one, Mary,
okay,
she's
fine.
The really skinny one. I just want her to die, just so that this whole thing can be done.
If you're listening,
it's been
Mary,
going
just die.
On for
just
years, and it's starting to get irritating. I don't want to see about her being skinny anymore. I'm not skinny. I don't care. I can't relate.
Then why don't you just eat the other?
Honestly, yeah.
Or Matt should just eat them both.
Get her on the mat, Matt circa 2000 diet.
Wow.
With the three value meals.
We were talking about that during the break. What was the most you've ever ordered and consumed from McDonald's?
In one sitting.
Number four. Super
which
size.
Is?
Number four is a double quarter pounder. I think it was. I don't know if it still is.
It changed
it is.
Bit. Yeah,
number four, double quarter pounder. This is back when.
Just to clarify, if I get that, I can barely finish the double quarter pounder, and that's only
without the fries.
I
usually
so
have to
fucking
take
greasy.
Off
I eat the fries first.
You eat the fries first. Okay. Mm. So double quarter pounder, supersized with a Coke or Dr. Pepper or whatever.
That's a meal for a very large man.
Yeah.
How
many ounces is that about?
That's a meal for when Netscape crashes.
Again.
Again. So anyway, while Derek is trying to get everything back up, I will talk about my gluttony. My gluttony. I would order Number four, supersized with a Coke. That's a 42-ounce soda, I think it is.
What is this,
and
last
week? And the supersized fries.
Dude, your stomach can't be much bigger than 42 ounces.
Well, apparently...
That's just your soda.
Apparently, it is.
That's 42 ounces of soda plus
I'm
ice.
Not, I've only described the standard default meal. All
right, go.
That the fat ass customers.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten through your beverage, and it's gross.
I'm gonna go with the most that I've ever gotten.
The guy in the movie Supersize Me.
Yeah.
He eats that and throws up halfway through. That's how. And he was just a healthy man who never really ate McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad that
couldn't
shit
do
is
it.
For you.
That's because Matt's body got accustomed to eating that.
Yeah. I built up a tolerance.
Pure shit, I did too.
I built up a tolerance. And mind you, again, I still was not as fat as anybody who probably eats less than that on a regular basis.
Because you were active. You were wrestling.
Kind of active. Yeah. This was during the time where I stopped wrestling the first time. So that's why I did gain like 30 pounds. So, aside from the meal, which most people shouldn't eat.
Okay.
Because it's about 1,000 calories in one shot. And you really shouldn't do that.
No.
A McChicken sandwich.
That's healthy. That's chicken.
Six-piece nuggets.
More chicken.
And then they introduced the mozzarella sticks to the menu, so every now and then I would throw in the mozzarella sticks.
So you would have a double quarter pounder with cheese meal, a McChicken sandwich, a six-piece, and a order of mozzarella sticks.
And fries. And the soda. And fries.
One shot.
Yeah. It's about 2,500 to 2,800 calories.
How many are you supposed to have in a single day?
That much.
That's it. Like, you shouldn't be eating the rest of the day.
That's probably why, because I wouldn't eat anything else aside from that.
You couldn't.
No. Well, I could, but I didn't. I chose not to. So
if
that's
you put all
why.
That food in a ball, it would, like, fit in your leg.
It'd be a 93-pound tumor.
Seriously.
In your gut.
Have you ever substituted that soda for a shake, a 42-ounce shake?
No.
Yeah, just fill the tub.
I'm not a big sweet eater. I mean, if there's a bowl of candy in my house,
big grease
I'll
eater.
Eat it gradually. But I won't order dessert.
I need it gradually in one sitting.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I need it over the course of a few hours.
Yeah.
That's gradual.
When I was a kid, I went to SummerSlam 89. And I also managed to get it taped. Somebody taped it. And I have a memory of that October watching SummerSlam 89, standing in front of the TV and eating an entire jar of candy corn.
Oh my God. Candy bar.
Sickening. It was one of those things where you're just watching and eating and eating. You don't notice. And I was just like, I ate this whole thing. And I felt like crap.
Yeah.
I wanted to die. It was so bad.
Candy corn is good for the first few.
One
candy
time
corn
that,
is good
I
for like
anymore.
Twice.
I remember watching the Olympics back in, I don't know, 94. Maybe, I guess, 94-ish. I don't know when they were.
Yeah.
I was younger. I ate an entire box of 12 ice cream sandwiches.
I would do that on a regular
that
basis.
That was my rise to fatism.
Rise
to fatism.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was SummerSlam 89, coincidentally, a little tangent story here, that Steve and I were getting on pay-per-view. Well, my grandmother was getting for us on pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
And for whatever reason, it just didn't work.
Ouch.
It went. It was just black.
You missed Zeus.
I missed, unfortunately.
I've never been more unhappy in my life.
We were very, very, very angry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the most disappointing thing at that point in my life.
That was a good SummerSlam, too.
Yeah, it was.
When I was a...
Hyper Mooning Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Oh.
When I was a little kid, my parents tell me this now. When I was like...
You should have been aborted.
Shut up.
Bruce Beefcake getting work.
We actually went to the clinic. Turned back.
When I was like 6 years old...
Your dad forgot his wallet.
Maybe 5 or 6. They used to tell me that he used to take the... I used to take a whole bag of Oreos and go into the bathroom and just eat them all.
Wow, what?
I like lock
bag
my,
of Oreos.
Yeah, what lock age? Myself in the bathroom and eat Oreos, like just because I didn't want anybody else to eat them.
After your parents left,
are you
the
pregnant?
No,
it's a weird little kid. I'm sorry. Fuck.
All right, when I was in third grade, Netscape used to crash on me all the time. But No. when I was in third grade, I used to come home from school.
And yourself.
Eat an entire bag of smart food, not just a regular size bag, but a family size bag of smart food. That's meant for a family, in case you didn't hear it. A family. A 9-year-old kid.
In the word smart food, there's nothing smart about eating that bag.
A 9-year-old kid coming home and demolishing an entire family-sized bag.
Your
and
fingers that,
and
that were
was
stained
your,
white.
And that was your pre-dinner meal for a week.
Yeah, and it was.
What is smart food? I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Cheddar popcorn.
It's white cheddar popcorn.
It's the most delicious popcorn.
You used to have that at the
ever.
Cafeteria, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There is a Wise version of it, and that sucks.
No. Terrible imitation.
It's too salty. Way too salty. Sucks.
Family.
Family size.
Back in high school, I used to do the, you know, I used to have the pizza on Friday?
Yes.
Right? I used to go, like, in and just get them to give me three.
What?
I'd buy, like, three lunches on Friday.
Wait, you were allowed to buy three lunches?
They would get real pizza or, like, the crappy
the
pizza?
The Elio
shit. Square stuff?
The Elio stuff.
I love that.
No, I'd get, like, you know, all the people who'd be like, oh, I'm not going to get lunch. I'd pay for their lunch and make them sit in line and just take it all together.
See, I used to do something similar to that. Fantastic. We had, every now and then with lunch, they would serve a side of beefaroni, some kind of beefaroni stuff.
Yeah.
The little elbow macaroni with the meat sauce.
The meat sauce.
It was like dog food, basically.
What do you mean, like, it was?
It was, you know what? It was the best tasting dog food ever.
It was so fucking good. Oh, my God. Everyone else hated it, except me and Steve. People would just come over. They would be finished with their meal, and they would come over to my tray, and they would dump the beefaroni on my tray. Because
like,
they knew
this,
I would love
this fat ass to eat it.
And you were like the king of the beefaroni.
Yeah,
like,
I was.
Well, beefaroni time. Everyone's going to throw their shit out, and they just
here you go, Matt.
I used to go on lunch line, and knowingly not have enough money for lunch.
Wow, you used to go to the diner with us, and knowingly not have enough money.
Yeah. So anyway,
no.
I used to knowingly not have enough money, so I'd have them, you know, putting the food on the plate, and while they were doing that, shoving funny bones in my pocket. Then I would get up to the lunch line and be like, sorry, I don't have enough money for this, and then I'd just walk away and then go eat my funny bones.
That's awesome.
Funny and I would steal Snapples.
And 10 years later, you'd make your wife get out and get them for you.
And buy them for you in the middle of the night.
And do this.
Wow.
Times I think that was the first live fart.
Is that the first live one?
I think so.
Yeah. Really?
Blade, no. You did one last
week. Derek, how many people listened to that?
Probably two.
About Chris five, and maybe. Somebody else.
Something like that. Yeah, basically.
Julia heard it.
Julia. And maybe Dana.
Maybe Mike.
And Mike.
Yeah.
And Judy.
Well, if Mike heard it, he hates me again.
And Dana.
Matt basically will eat anything. I'm convinced you could eat a corpse.
I probably could.
Just a little
as
stretch.
Long as you put marinara sauce on it, I could eat it.
Throw a little marinara sauce on John Ritter. I'm good.
Not John Ritter.
Gone Ritter.
Oh, boy.
Deddy Mercury.
Deddy.
Let's revisit some of these corpses.
Yeah, they're dead. Gandhi.
Like, is there anything?
Gandhi.
Is there anything you won't eat? I know you don't like ketchup.
I'm not
or tomatoes.
No, I'm not a fan of
like tomatoes.
Most
but there is tomatoes and marinara
and some fruits.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But it's the difference.
You're not into fruit? Really?
Wow.
He doesn't like you, Vaughn.
Is there?
Could have fooled me.
Holy shit. Just take a counter stab.
Good one, Stan.
I basically...
I had to.
Yeah, see, the thing is, people get annoyed at me because I will eat food of very bad quality.
Yes.
Whereas, like, someone who cooks dinner, like a mother or you know, someone who would, you know, cook for a family and cook a very nice meal, they'll see me eat a very shitty version of the same thing. And they'd be like, how can you eat that? That's disgusting. I'd be like, I'm hungry.
And that's why you're going to be clenching your chest at Pathmark.
I will. I can't wait.
I think the worst thing I've ever done is the triple Whoppers. Eat three of those.
I can't eat three beef patties.
I could eat triples.
You had that King Kong burger.
I remember those. Those killed you. Holy shit.
That thing was awesome.
I ate three of those triple Whoppers at once.
And Matt would eat one of those like it was a friggin' Centrum.
No problem.
No problem. I'm getting my daily vitamin right here.
Literally.
Wendy's number three, gone.
I took a picture of you eating that King Kong burger, and I looked at it, and then I looked up, and it was gone.
You blink, and it's done. There's just the two pieces of tomato left on the plate.
Before Matt's eyes refocused from the flash, it was gone.
It's just a blur.
Like a
looks
Centrum.
Like it was affected by the Ring video. It was just a blur on the
all
screen.
All was gone except for Matt sticking his finger in a marinara jar and sucking it off.
Wow.
Well, I ate these three burgers and I'm sitting in the bathroom feeling like I was completely drunk.
Like feeling like you got aborted.
Like just friggin' holding my stomach the whole like 2 hours.
Ah.
It was like the worst feeling going on in my stomach.
Every day at work I want to kill myself when I go to lunch because... I have to eat because if I don't, I'm just going to be starving.
I know.
You know? So I'm like, okay, I have to fill up. So I go and I get like McDonald's or Burger King. Every once in a while, I'll go to Friendly's or Wendy's or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, as I'm eating, I'm like almost crying. Like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And then I go to work, I take a huge dump, and I just hold my stomach for the rest of the day. I'm like, why do I torture myself like
this? Which feeds into why I want to kill myself at work, because you send me those noises of you taking a dump to my cell phone.
At least I didn't send you a picture of the toilet paper that you wiped with.
Post-wipe.
It was good. Be happy I wasn't... Today, I took a picture of me diarrheaing. I wasn't picture. It was video.
Diarrhea.
It was just video, but it was so gross I had to delete it.
What?
I took video on my phone of me shitting.
You are the ultimate puke.
That is me shitting disgusting.
Brown blue ribbon beer.
Oh my god.
Bilk.
Can we go to another
shitting
story,
chocolate
please?
Milk.
The break.
Yeah, you're the biggest piece of shit I've ever
Well, I erased it. I should have forced you to watch it.
It doesn't matter.
I forced you to watch it like the rig.
I would, anyway, back to food. I would have had to have forced Steve. I would have had to have forced Matt. Derek would have enjoyed it. And Vaughn would have known what was happening.
Yeah, because I don't know shit.
Actually, that probably would have grossed me out. I got grossed out at the toilet paper, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I was like, no.
Yeah, but that doesn't beat the fact that one time, while Matt was typing away on his computer at his old apartment, I came walking out of his bathroom with a fucking turd on a toilet paper. I shit on the toilet paper,
and
walked up, and I shoved it in my friend's face. And Matt's response was, why do I have friends like this?
That's awesome.
I showed him poo. Solid
pure
poo.
Shit.
And it was no just little Hershey Kiss ball. It was there was some girth to it.
With some girth to it.
Picture Matt doing that too. Why do I have friends like this?
And that was it. Then he went back to typing.
No reaction.
No, yeah.
Why do I have friends like this? I remember that.
I would have expected one of those infamous Matt holy shit things, but he didn't even do that.
It was beyond that.
Yeah, it was like burning yourself to the point where your skin can't acknowledge it because it's too hot.
I can't even tell you how proud I was of myself that day.
I got mad later on.
I went home.
Mad after he left.
He got mad after I left, and I went home with a big smile on my face.
He probably told your father.
Couldn't wait to tell all
did.
My other friends at school the next day what I did to Matt.
Whoa.
Well, that's a lie because you had no other.
That's true.
Yeah. That's why you're on my nuts.
Like, hey, Matt, guess what I did to Matt last night?
Oh, you never believe what I did to Matt last night, Matt.
Yeah, I was there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoops.
So anyway, back to food.
Mm. Yeah.
Yay.
I'm starving right now, by the way.
I know. The only thing I can eat in completion is orange sherbet.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
Orange
if you
sherbet?
Give
me,
tub of it?
Yeah, if you give me a tub of orange sherbet, it will be gone. A gallon. Gone.
Yeah.
Do you like the sherbet pops with the cream in the middle?
No, fuck that. Sherbet.
Oh,
like, straight sherbet.
Just in the container with the white lid, just like fucking, you know, dickhead farm sherbet. It doesn't have to be fancy.
Derek, I have to tell you this. Eating a gallon of sherbet ice cream is not going to help you grow a neck.
Wow. Nice. That was good. Wow.
Holy shit.
This is coming from the guy that came in here, and I said you gained a little weight, and it is entirely in your neck.
Wow.
Yeah, well, at least I don't walk with a hunch because of mine.
The beef neck.
Oh, wow. Beef neck.
You're going to have to get a wheel for that thing soon.
I think Derek's just trying to grow another head.
I really am. But that's, you know, like McDonald's, I usually don't finish because I get so disgusted by it.
Yeah.
If there's a point I reach where it's just like gross.
Mm-hmm. Fortunately for me, well, maybe not so fortunately, I get grossed out on the last bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And he still eats the last bite.
No, literally. Like, I take that last bite and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. I've spit out my food before.
I have this nasty habit now. since I'm still trying to stay skinny, I'll eat like a bite of brownie, chew it, and then I'll just spit it in the garbage.
We were
talking about that last week.
I have that problem.
It's called,
I will spit food.
It's not a problem. It's called genius.
Yeah, well, it's still called a form of bulimia. No matter how you look at it.
I can do it. You give me a delicious brownie and tell me to chew it.
Yeah, but you
got to
think
in
your head, like, it's not going to taste the same when it's in my stomach because you ain't going to taste it no more.
I have zero willpower. Zero.
Negative willpower.
That's what it took
me. I haven't had McDonald's. A burger from McDonald's or any other fast food joint for that fact in about 2 years now.
Yeah, that's the longest
time. And it
I
is willpower because I go in there and I'll still have nuggets and like the new snack wraps and shit like that.
Yeah.
Know, that's my splurge wraps, meal. By the way. And I want to bite into a Big Mac so fucking bad.
Ugh. Let's go get you.
I can't eat McDonald's,
can't
man.
24 Steve, hours.
The Steve Rogers, that's a great, that'll be a great game.
Breaking
Steve
Rogers.
Yeah. Just sit him in front of a burger, in front of a Big Mac. Unopened.
I'll probably stare at it and I'll probably spit it out or make myself puke. I have a sickness.
God, you're such a girl.
Yeah. I know. What happened?
We are all like really seriously like
morbid obese
fat
besides
lards.
Steve?
Wow.
And
no, none of us are.
We
are
all
fat
have like
lards.
Eating addictions.
Yeah. I don't have an addiction. I just fucking gotta eat.
Well,
I don't eat like it's like I eat. And,
I
like,
eat for.
I eat in the breath. I eat lunch. I eat in the morning. I eat in the afternoon. I eat at night.
I don't
That's
eat
it.
In the morning.
I basically
I occasionally
eat once a day.
I eat, occasionally
no.
I eat
for
at
total
night.
Enjoyment. And most of the time when I eat, I try to eat a lot of different things at once.
No.
Well, that's how I used to eat. I used to eat for enjoyment. I would eat because I loved the food, and I loved feeling good about myself when I ate. I could eat a China buffet every single day.
I can only go there like once every... See, like, I actually eat better than you do. Well, for some reason,
yeah,
everything I eat just goes to shit. I don't know what you do.
I don't know.
Like,
really
literally,
don't.
You eat a lot more than
well,
I do.
Matt is, I can say Matt's probably on his computer more than you. He's probably burning more calories just in his little fingers than you are.
Wow. That was good.
Honestly,
all
day. I just, really should be about 300 pounds.
Yeah.
I should be. I should be. And you really are probably about that.
Dude, we went to that fucking crappy Adelphi Diner. And you got that...
That place does suck.
That monster meal. What the hell was
the
it?
The ultimate sampler.
You mean the pile of food? The
pile of food sampler.
Yeah.
It's all the food that the people
what
didn't
is
finish
it?
Their plates previously. They scrape it onto a big plate. Yeah. Anyone who is accustomed...
Explain to everyone out there, all four people who are listening, what this is.
Oh, coincidentally, there would be one chicken quesadilla for each of them. Perfect. anyone who is accustomed to any of the standard yuppie chain restaurants... They all have the appetizer samplers that you can get. The free-for-all, the three-for-all, or whatever it is.
Yeah,
those things. Well, diners have them too, but diner food is a lot bulkier.
Bigger,
a lot more gross. More delicious.
Than the cookie-cutter restaurants.
Than cookie-cutter restaurant food. Now, chicken quesadillas, chicken and cheese quesadillas are usually very thin. It's almost paper thin. These chicken quesadillas in this meal... are like little chicken sandwiches.
They're like tarps.
They are so good.
It's a tarp wrapped in cheese.
It really is. It's so delicious. And there's also, like, I think it's 3 mozzarella sticks, 4 chicken quesadillas, a giant section. A section of this plate has nachos. And it's the thick, gloppy cheese that a lot of people would rather not.
They got to literally bring the plate out to you on a forklift.
Yes. Yeah. They were afraid to, the waiter's
placement
on the table.
Here comes
the
forklift busting
would've,
through,
yeah.
And then the waiter behind holding everybody else's plates.
Yeah. So it's chicken quesadillas, mozzarella sticks, nachos, and tater skins.
Yeah. And this is just for you?
Oh, and that's the healthiest
yes.
part.
Well, no, it's actually supposed to be for 3 or 4 people.
And but you ate it, you fat bastard.
Yeah. I can eat 4/5 of it. I'll eat all of the everything besides the nachos, and then I'll kind of pick out the nachos until I'm full.
And anybody who tried to grab anything from that plate, he automatically smacked and smacked.
No.
Matt, how dare you? Smack.
Wow.
Matt is
I'm
a good
very,
sharer.
I do. Oh, okay. I do share food. It makes me feel a little bit better. It makes me feel a little bit better about it because
well,
I do eat an enormous amount of food. I would understand if countries wanted to kill me. I would. You know, it wouldn't surprise me.
But like when I order food, I order what I want, and I want to eat all of that.
I understand.
If I get an order of General Tso's chicken, and if say I don't know Carly like wants one of them, it will upset me because I'm like, no, because this is like what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I want the feeling portion. Of having this portion in me
completed.
Exactly, like a. It's just
you
the way
feel
I am.
As if you've achieved something. It's almost a symmetry.
No, I think it's almost like a, almost like a compulsion.
I want that again.
And I feel like if you take anything away from it, it's not gonna be right.
Yeah,
you know what? I can relate to that in ways. I look at it more of I'm paying for this, so it's mine.
Yeah,
I don't care about the money.
No, see that's the difference. It's more of a psychological thing.
Because I'll actually say to her, I'll buy you an entire order and give it to you, and she'll say, I don't want an entire order. I just want one
of yours.
So I said, well, I'll buy you an entire order. Eat one, and I'll have the rest.
Oh shit! The perfect plan.
I've driven to Philadelphia to get General Tso's chicken.
Wow.
Yes.
What?
There was this place called Noodle Heaven in Philadelphia. They closed down. God knows why. I don't want to know.
They didn't have you
folks,
there.
Folks, it's 90 minutes to get to Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's like an hour. It's a good hour and a half, hour, 40 minutes.
Right.
I left Brookdale. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. I had nothing to do the rest of the day. I said, by the time I get to Philly, it'll be lunchtime.
You know, wait, that one time where you spur the moment said you want to go to Philly, was that just to get
general session? Because you did get it that night.
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah.
we took the train to Philly.
Yeah.
We spent $20 each to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so he could eat general social.
I drove to Philadelphia. I parked my car. I paid for parking. Walked to Noodle Heaven. Walked in there, and the guy said, "Oh, General Saul." And I said, "Yeah." And he got it for me. He knew me. I used to go there all the time. I had no money in Philadelphia, okay?
I understand.
I was in college. I worked, but the money went, you know, wherever. So it would be like I would have no money, and I would have like $12 in my bank account. I would walk around the city looking for an ATM machine that dispensed $10 bills.
Perfect.
Which are few and far in between. Yeah. So I can get a $10 bill so I can get General Tso's chicken, which came to like $9.65.
Derek, I hate to break this to you, but I know why that place closed down.
Probably because it was disgusting.
No, you can actually Google this if you want. That guy used to sew together General Tso chicken chunks.
General Chow. All right, you just beans. Lost it. When you said General Chow chicken chunks, you lost it.
General yeah. Chow chicken chunks.
You know, he used them as anal beads. Yeah, okay. And he fine. Served them to Derek.
Yeah. You know what? I wouldn't care because they were so delicious. You have
why,
no
that's
idea.
Why you liked it.
Because when you get it around here, sometimes it's a little spicy. Mm. This was like, it was a consistency of maple syrup on
yes.
it.
Yes.
It was so good.
Is that what they use? Is that what they put on it?
Might as well be.
You have to try Tai Hing then.
I've never figured out what that sauce is on General Chow chicken.
I don't know.
Where do
it's not a barbecue sauce.
What?
House of Chong.
House of Chong is pretty good. I get it with no peppers.
I've gotten it from there. Try the Tai Hing over by ShopRite.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You know what? He's not lying because I've had it from there. And Happy Garden in Belford's pretty good.
Yeah, Happy Garden's all right.
I've had it from Happy Garden.
Happy Garden has the sesame seeds.
Happy Garden wasn't impressed. Yeah, they did have the sesame seeds.
Yeah, but
I'm a big fan of garlic chicken too.
See, now, me personally, I'm not a big eater. I'm a sweets person. Oh, like
this kid.
If I go to work at 7 in the morning, like today, I have
You're
a
such
candy.
Such a woman.
I have a candy bar.
He really is. He really is.
I need chocolate now.
No,
he needs his quart of chocolate milk and a croissant.
Yeah, well, bagel now.
A bagel?
Now I eat bagels every day.
Only half the calories.
See, what nobody realizes is Steve is just now getting into the fact that he could pay for his own food and eat.
Yeah. I'm tired of eating. You know what was for dinner tonight? Veal.
Oh, that was a shock.
Are you serious?
You surprised me by that.
I do, this but it's served in my house every night.
This really? Isn't the kind of veal that you think it is.
Derek,
it's
like
frozen
veal
patties.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. From
it's
like,
not good.
From like the Pathmark frozen aisle.
No, it's probably not even real veal.
And it doesn't have the package is like no frills. It's just got a barcode on it, and you see
it's
right through the plastic. It's
white. Letters.
It's nothing. It's straight.
It says veal.
Yeah.
Veal is sketchy as
it is. It's the only food that's not even kosher. All right? Every night, Steve would have that. His mom would make veal.
No, not every night. I still remember the food pattern.
The night
Steve,
that they didn't have.
Steve's mother has a food pattern where she makes the same meals every week on the same day. Yeah. At least that's how it was when
pretty much.
When
well,
he lived
it had
here.
To have been veal at least 2 to 3 nights a week.
It was veal patties once a week. It was the open-faced turkey cut into cubes on bread. That was delicious.
Oh yeah, okay. Great cook my mother is.
Then there was
she can make anything. Perfect.
Then there was
perfect
the noodles and rice, mm-hmm. which was every now and then
chicken cutlets,
which might as well be veal.
Spaghetti,
hot dogs,
spaghetti. Every now and then during the summers, father would do the hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. Yep. That was like a treat.
Yeah.
But I don't ever really remember having hot dogs with your mother there, and the spaghetti. Now one instance with the spaghetti, his mother would pile it up on the plate for me because she knows that I love spaghetti.
Oh, yeah.
On Steve's plate that she put in front of him, this is not a joke, 7 strands of spaghetti and about a teaspoon of sauce. He didn't finish it.
I fucking hate spaghetti.
He
that's
how
why.
Can you hate it?
That's his
mother
you know
made food for him that he hated and she knew it. And she made him eat it.
What a waste.
She cared more about the company eating and being satisfied than her own son.
Then there was pizza night. Which was from any one of the local establishments.
Yeah. Oh,
but that was day in and day out.
Oh, yeah.
There were many weeks where I was probably over Steve's house almost every single day.
How awesome was it when Steve would intentionally eat a delicious, sugary dessert in front of us, knowing damn well we didn't like
that
it?
That never happened. You're such a live sack of nigger shit.
No!
Wow!
I'm sorry, but that gets me
cringe.
Mad.
That is so true.
That is going in the promo.
No, you know what? You know what?
Good,
Steve.
Because it's true.
Steve, you know what? I can even name it. I can name
first
the dessert
all,
and Matt will back me up.
Scooter pie.
Scooter pie.
Matt doesn't scooter like pies. Scooter pie.
And you would go to the cabinet
but that's
and
all
and
we
devour
had.
A box.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
It's 100% true. But he would. The thing was, he would always offer me one. And he knew I hated them.
Well, I
he's
hate
a
spaghetti,
blind motherfucker.
I
what
hate
the
spaghetti.
Hell?
You hate scooter pies. Come on.
He would go into the
where's
fridge.
The logic?
And he would guzzle soda from the bottle and put it back in. Matt.
All time.
He would drink the soda, and then there would still be a quarter left in the Thule, and he would
oh,
dump it in the sink.
This is flat. This is flat.
Meanwhile,
I would have drank it.
He's claiming to be poor, yet there's a healthy cup of soda going down the drain.
It was. The bottom of the soda thing is flat at all times.
It wasn't just the bottom of the soda. It was actually sometimes the bottom of his cup of soda.
Oh, yeah.
That he would pour down the drain. Keep in mind, we're not picking on you. We're laughing with you.
I'm joking too, asshole.
This is from over a decade ago.
There is
the infamous.
This roots back to almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I went over to Steve's house one day, and I was hungry as usual. And it was about 97 degrees out.
In Steve's house,
Steve
it was different.
Has one fan going in the living room.
Steve always, the other Steve, not our regular Steve, he would always have a lot of food in his house. He just wasn't allowed to eat any of it.
I wasn't, because my fat ass family had to. So anyway.
Feed their skin tags.
So one day, I walked all the way to Steve's house from my house, which when you're fat is a long way.
It was about a mile. You weren't fat.
No, he wasn't
then.
Fat. It was about a half mile.
Well, anyway. I sat down and I looked over and Steve was eating a bowl of some kind of cereal. I think it was like
Cocoa Pebbles, probably.
Cocoa Pebbles, which is what I was going to say. And I said, you know what, Steve, can I have one of them? Knowing damn well he wasn't going to offer because he needed to survive for the week. And he's like, go ahead. He goes, there's probably going to be ants in it. And I go, no way. That's just a joke. I'm going to go get myself a nice bowl of Cocoa Pebbles. Well, I poured my pebbles. I poured my milk. I sat down. I was just about done with the pebbles and I noticed that I had some Cocoa Pebbles moving. And he wasn't lying. There was ants swimming in my milk trying to survive.
Yeah. And you ate them anyway? You didn't care?
I just never noticed if I did.
I never noticed.
Well, you told them there was going to be ants.
I thought he was lying.
I probably said that as a joke. I was very conscious of the things
there
were
ants.
Always...
There were ants.
Well, let me put it to... Okay, for the people that don't know, where I used to live, lived next to a creek... Yeah. And in front of a pond.
Yeah,
okay?
You were like inundated with.
He basically his
vermin.
House looked like it was on post Hurricane Katrina property.
Literally,
gnats, spiders, possums, rats.
If
mosquitoes,
I went over his
like
house,
you wouldn't believe.
If I went over his house late summer, you had to walk through a cloud of gnats.
Yes,
it really was the worst place for a
if
house.
If you stayed over his house, you couldn't go to sleep because it was just frogs.
And the ducks in the middle of the night,
yeah.
too.
But you know what? If Steve forgot to take the garbage out after sundown, you might as well not touch him. Because there's raccoons and skunks galore.
Forget it.
You would get your
His
face torn off instantly.
Oh, yeah.
A terrifying jungle of weird creatures.
Yep.
I'd be afraid to walk around.
There was
you know,
a time.
Weird thing about ducks, in room 2023,
oh, Christ.
Their quacks do echo.
Wow.
It's so
years
dumb.
Later.
Anyway, oh, Vaughn's with
anyway.
Us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, Vaughn. What's up?
Sorry. Well, you can't relate to these to our little our triangle of terror over here.
No one can, but
you know what? As much
like
as ridiculous like as my house was and how like I used to live, like we were poorer then than we are now.
Yeah.
And like I eat worse now than I ever did. There's less food in my house. Like I don't understand the equation here.
Yeah.
Because we have a nice rug.
Well,
we don't
your
have
mother,
food. Like,
as far as I know, your mother doesn't eat food.
And you have
I
two
don't know.
Dogs.
She metabolizes cigarettes and Pepsi.
I'm convinced my mother's actually like a fembot.
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't age. She's exactly the same as she was 20 years ago.
She has ridiculous. Machine guns in her breasts?
Well, maybe. I hope not.
Oh, shit. Better duck.
Wow.
So anyway, Derek, you can get involved in this one here.
Okay.
I spent the night over at Derek's house one time in the winter. It was cold, and Derek's air conditioner was on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he,
I was
he,
so
he had the meat
fucking
locker
cold
too.
And frozen. I literally had ice on me in the morning. Oh.
I don't know where
he
that
sleep
came from.
He would sleep with the air conditioning on. It would be 27 degrees, wind chill 18, and he'd have his air on full blast.
Yes.
The thing would be frozen on the inside.
Literally.
And his fan on.
I would have to turn it on
I would have to turn it off for a while because the front of it would just turn to a block of ice.
Wow. I'm surprised I even woke up. My brain was frozen.
My air conditioner is on for a good portion of the year. Probably the first, when if, every now and then, April will be very hot
maybe
for
after
a week.
The last frost is over.
April to October is when I have my air conditioner on. Yeah. Because, and even now, in if we put the heat on, my room is a steam bath when I wake up. I'm
ridiculous.
Sweating when I wake up because it's so hot. I came out of my room the other day, and I looked at the thermostat. It was on 71. I was like, Taylor, did you, my little sister, I'm like, Taylor, did you put the thermostat up? She's like, yeah. I'm like, you know that my room turns into a steam bath. Literally, I don't wake up past a certain time every single day. I had to get up because it was so hot. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah,
it's disgusting.
Well, I lived upstairs, so all the heat from downstairs went up. My parents are like heat fiends, so they would like blast the heat and it would all come up. Yeah. See, I hate the heat. I'd rather be cold and try to get warm than to be hot and try to cool off.
Yeah.
I guess it's the fat guy in me.
Yeah, it's like
or the fat guy I am.
On you.
It's like how my room is now,
the fat
right?
guy around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm the exact same way as Derek. I'd
so,
rather
yeah,
be
literally,
cold
it would be like
up.
Snowing out and I would turn my air conditioner
on. We're the polar bear club.
Exactly.
All I know is you could have used your room as a meat walk-in for Sabatos or something.
Sabatos.
It's like with the room I have now, it's just an add-on to the house. Like it was added on, like the room that's next to it used to be the...
guy a room.
Volunteer.
I've been here long enough.
No, like the room that's next to my room used to be the garage, and then they added out, you know, extended
and
out.
And elbows the microphones.
Add it out.
So my little room is added, you know, and it's just this kind of shack shady shit
that's
barely like insulated, you know, because when my parents just kept the room as is.
Yeah.
It's a concrete floor, all the nine.
So they're basically still trying to push
concrete floor. Wow.
Yeah, it's concrete. It was just placed.
So it's got to be cold.
Oh, yeah. When I get in there at night or any time during the day, I come from my living room to my room and it goes from nice and heat and nice and fucking toasty warm to my room where it's below freezing. Wow. And I just like...
So and you have a hurricane forming on the boundary
in between
here.
The rooms.
So basically you sleep in the living room. The hot and cold fronts are...
Yeah.
So, and like... I mean,
that's how
like,
he gets his hair.
I'm a big guy, and I'm clutching covers like I'm like an infant, like prenatal. I'm fucking holding on those things for dear life, just covered
I love
in
that
them.
Feeling. I don't know why.
Well, me
Steve,
too.
Steve knows about extreme living quarters. He used to live in a half-finished basement in his parents' house, concrete floors.
How about me? I used
like
to live
balls.
With Steve for that's two and a half weeks.
That was a month. It was a month. I just
you
took
didn't make a
vacation.
Month.
It was 2.5 weeks.
Hate to break it to you. It didn't make it to a
there
month.
Was a point where Steve wanted out of his house so badly, he asked if he could move into my shed.
And I would have gladly done
what
it.
He said, and I quote, "As long as you can get me an internet connection, I will live in your shed."
I didn't say that.
He'd buy a webcam. This he'd be was, taking pictures inside the shed.
This is right when we moved into my new house. And there's a pretty big shed in the backyard
I've never even been in your backyard.
Fine.
We'll have a luau this
year. I love how Matt dismisses me. Like, I'll make a comment. Like, he'll be talking about some girl that's hot. I'll be like, she's not really hot. Yeah, okay. Anyway. Oh, okay.
Derek's
great.
Awkward taste in everything.
I know. Well, she was pretty cute. She was hideous. Okay.
I'll have you know, Matt, if you can still get internet connection, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
I grew up with the shittiest. My family loved me, I guess, but they were still shitty.
Your grandmother loved you.
Yeah, basically.
About it.
Your aunt kind of did.
Why don't you tell a story about throwing your shitty underwear on the wall?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
I don't remember what you're talking about.
Yes, you do, you asshole.
I've had too many concussions. What's going on?
When you were a kid, you shit yourself.
Oh, yes.
And so you got embarrassed.
On purpose.
And you put,
yeah, now I know what
you put
about.
Your shitty, dirty underwear
yeah.
in between the walls, in between the drywall, apparently.
Yeah. There was like
what?
They were like sheetrock going down into my basement. And like up so high, there's a sheetrock piece missing. So it was like it could fall behind the wall. I didn't actually shit my pants. I just didn't wipe pleasantly enough, or whatever you would say. And my shit was brown. My underwear was brown. It should have been white.
Yeah.
So I was embarrassed to put it in the hamper. So I just threw it behind the fucking sheetrock.
And so
probably there to this day, unless moths have eaten.
Years later, they were talking about taking that wall down.
It's
like dead bodies in the Hoover Dam.
Yeah, exactly. And so he's talking to me. He's like, dude. Do you think it like disintegrated by now? I'm like, no.
It probably smells horrific.
No, yeah. It probably don't. Maybe it does. I doubt it.
How long ago was it?
I was like probably like fucking 10, 12. Could it still
I mean,
smell?
It's no, it's solidified by now. Yeah, it's like smell. A, it's like a mummy of Steve
maybe if you
shit.
Step crack on it, it would release like a dog turd.
Yeah, like if you crack it in half, it might crack open. But
I think the fucking moth and shit have probably eaten it.
No, moth wouldn't come near your
or a spider
dirty
fucking took
shit.
It to its home for a fucking blanket.
This reminds me of when my friend Mike, when we were kids, his dogs would like be in the basement for like a period of time. You know, they'd go outside or they'd be in the basement, with, you know, for inclement weather or whatever. And they would shit on the floor, like concrete floor.
Oh, God.
And he was summoned to go down and clean it. And some of it would be down there for so long, he would be hitting it with a metal bat, and it wouldn't break.
An aluminum bat could Ew. Not break the shit, literally.
I don't understand.
It was crypto shit.
It was like a diamond. Yeah. It was a brown diamond.
Seriously.
Only other shit could, like, scratch it or, like, break it. Of course, he didn't rub them together, hopefully. But
another badass shit story of mine is one time I was at a daycare. Oh, so no. I was quite young. Probably
this,
shouldn't even.
This could have been fifth grade yeah, no. at kinder care.
Nah.
You could have been on the verge of puberty.
Nah, it was definitely before. It was definitely before grade five.
Fine.
Because I wasn't even. I was done in fourth grade. So anyway.
Verify that.
Good point.
Fact. So anyway, point. I was quite young.
That's right. You
I
were
was quite
kinder
young.
Care. You were the oldest kid there.
He didn't have a choice.
And you know what?
You could
I
have been a
host.
Counselor.
I had mad host.
Mad host.
So listen.
Anyway.
Oh yeah. my God.
I was infatuated with one of the teachers in my daycare. I wanted to have sex with her. And I was young. This is, you know, going back to second, third grade. Mm-hmm. When I shouldn't even be thinking about that
oh,
shit.
I know this story.
So.
Oh, no.
I decided. I said, you know what? I got to get naked in front of this bitch. Maybe if she likes what she sees, she'll touch me.
She's?
Yeah, whatever.
Wow.
So, I shit my pants on purpose. I left a fucking kibasi-sized shit log in my underwear. And I said, Miss Whatever, I can't remember her name. I said, I shit my pants. I need some help here. So, she derobed me, and she flushed my underwear in the toilet a couple times, so the stains were like kind of gone, and then they washed it. I never got touched. Can you believe that shit?
It was worthless.
Was there something about like Superman pajamas or something? The hell was that?
Womp, womp, womp.
Was that in kinder care where you had like a Superman cape or something?
Oh, no. He thought he could fly. Yes.
Yeah,
I remember that specifically.
I dove off a table thinking I could fly and just landed flat on my face.
Because
as you well know, we can't fly.
Oh, really?
Everybody's done
as you well know, we are going to break.
Fine.
I got more stories about myself.
I hope
oh,
not.
Great.
I'm
fantastic.
Sure everyone wants to hear about
it. I think we'll go into...
cut off his mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, great.
I guess I should... How embarrassing. We were bullshitting. And we.
The song was
and
just
the
so
song
good.
Ended.
And we're want, back. AristocratsRadio.com. Very special thanks to CringeHumorRadio.net for allowing us to broadcast live.
Thank
very
you.
Fun.
Thank
very
you.
Fun.
Dead or alive.
I'm very sorry
matter.
That we sucked today.
I wouldn't say that.
No, it's the personal story issue.
It turned into like us just bullshitting the way we would if the mics were off.
Yeah, but I think people can still relate to that.
Yes, which I think is good.
I think people can laugh at
us.
I think we
are stupid, pathetic lives.
Yeah. I seriously think that we can do less of the hokey, normal radio bullshit like we've been, like, you know, news. We can do this shit every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to
this is actually very
spawn
common.
That.
Yeah. Well, we're totally out there, so.
It's hard to spawn that kind of chemistry.
Well, we're all kind of in a weird mood tonight anyway, so.
Yeah, really
a little angry at everything.
And things like this.
And
also
Steve
help
is here.
Irregular regulars.
So I guess Craig isn't coming.
Yeah, Steve's yeah. Steve's our irregular period.
Oh my God.
That's
wow.
disgusting. He has nothing
heavy
to say.
Flow. Heavy
he just
flow.
Raises
heavy
his eyebrows. And
you know,
his
Matt,
head.
That was very dirty.
Well, speaking about not doing just stories, Matt, you want to talk about this story?
Oh, the volcano?
Yeah. Now, you sent this to me. I read the first sentence, and I'm like, why is he sending
I
this?
I refer to this as DOE versus the volcano. Because these people, apparently, this volcano is spewing mud, and it's been doing so for a long time. Uh-huh. Their solution?
Where is it?
Southeast Asia, possibly. Mm. I don't know. Read it while I'm talking. The volcano has been spewing mud. Now, when you think about it, mud's not so bad. You know, it might get a little dirty. It's kind of localized. However, they want to drop cement balls 40 centimeters wide and then other ones 20 centimeters wide in effort to narrow the passageway, which is apparently the mud is being supplied to a track of where the pressure mm-hmm. is building up. And they think that this is going to tire the mud, as in make it not want to come out of the volcano. However, like holding the tip of a hose when you have water in it, mm-hmm. it will spray out in finer directions with more force. So that means eventually this volcano is going to start shooting chunks of concrete, which I think, and it's going to shoot them farther. So that means it's going to become someone else's problem.
It's going to be carpet bombing.
I think it's a new weapon.
It could be.
All those poor Hindus in Asia.
They're done. No, I seriously don't understand.
It's a callback. Wow. So yeah. That is dumb.
And it's kind of dumb.
This was a story given to me by my webmaster, who finds these kinds of things interesting. It's a little bit more difficult to for people to relate to because it's kind of.
I read
scientific.
The first two sentences and I was like, "Why was he sending me this? What is this?"
Yeah, well, I could make fun of it.
They should just pour milk chocolate down it because milk chocolate plugs me up pretty good. Yeah.
At least it's delicious on the way
out.
Yeah,
and if it launches out, you just keep your mouth open and hope you get some.
Oh. Yeah.
Some molten milk.
I think mud should be the least of their worries. And if it ever does get to the point where it's a very serious eruption, concrete is probably not the best choice.
Especially if it melts.
And these dumbasses that are doing this should be dropped in from the air into the fucking
That would be a better
spewing
idea.
Volcano.
Yeah.
Fill it
Human
up with
sacrifice.
People.
Fill it up with people.
Fill it up with
Makes
people.
Sense.
Which is why I called it dough versus the volcano, because it's just this is a total dough. Of non-scientific solutions.
This is
a low-tech solution. It's terrible, and I can't stand when people experiment things that they just think, oh, you know what? We'll just plug up the hole, and we'll make the pressure greater. Sure, why not? Not stupid.
That's
stupid.
Physics.
Yeah.
That should be labeled Dough of the Week.
Dumb.
Dough of the Week.
Like Dough!
Of the Week.
So that's enough of that.
That's
story.
It?
Yeah, I just wanted to make fun of that a little bit.
Okay.
I'm satisfied.
All right. Anyway, back to pop culture. Did you want to revisit this whole Brandy thing? We talked about Brandy last week.
Well,
she,
this is a little update on what's going on.
She leveled some dude in a car and killed him.
Yeah. Well, you know, apparently she didn't care either.
But the thing was, it wasn't just like it was a. She hit somebody who hit somebody who hit somebody, and that person in the front.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's what it was. She hit somebody who hit somebody, you know, and then they hit the other person. The person in the front died.
Okay, so she's the one who's being...
And she called 911 and actually stated on 911 that she was the one who caused the crash.
Okay, so wait a minute. It was she hit someone, they hit someone, and then they hit someone who died.
Yeah, well, they hit the car in front, and that person in the front car
it
died.
It wasn't the other person
the
was
guys...
hit, then the other person was hit, and
she
hit.
She hit the dude.
Knowledge.
She hit the dude that died.
Okay.
Oh, did she? Okay.
And he
it's
hit
not like
another...
a guy was like, oh, I'm all right. Oh, I'm all right. I'm dead.
It was, yeah, that's exactly what it was. She hit him. He hit another vehicle. He slid sideways into the center divider and then was hit by another car.
Okay, so I...
And he died in the hospital for blunt force injuries.
Jesus.
His name?
Blunt force injuries.
His name was Awatef. Abu Dahyaj.
Oh, so wait a minute.
So
she's
a
counter terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Oh my.
Perfect. Nobody's gonna miss her.
She's
a hero.
She should be fucking released of all the fucking charges. Mm-hmm. If there
absolutely,
is any.
She will be pardoned by the president.
That was awesome.
Anyway,
this was an act of terrorism.
Good job, Brandy.
Mommy and Daddy Abu Dahyaj is suing her for $50 million.
That's how much he was worth.
Apparently, that's
apparently,
it.
Apparently, yeah. They put a value on his life. That's good. Yeah.
It's a pretty even number.
Hmm. It's a lot of money, too.
Sounds good.
It'll keep you comfortable for the rest of your life.
It would.
That's nice.
It would. I mean, one would be sufficient.
A lot of trips to Thailand. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Isn't there another story involving some kind of car accident or something?
What did she say? Does anything about her response?
Just that she was sorry. Sorry. My bad.
And she's in like the nail salon, you know? Oh, yeah. I'm broken up about it.
She's the Slammy Award-winning Brandy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. So, yeah.
Okay.
Poor Brandy.
We crashed through that, literally, that story. Next.
No, that's fine.
Another car accident, this time involving an elementary school.
This was a car intentional.
Car versus school.
An 84-year-old woman plowed into a school, going through the cafeteria, killing an 8-year-old, and injuring a few other students.
That's a good story.
Jesus. What happened to the car?
The end. The car actually doesn't look that bad.
No, it kind of looks like the whole entire front end is flipped up there.
Nah, you can't really tell.
Okay.
All I know is it looks like there are elbows with some fucking meat sauce on the hood.
Okay. Okay.
Elbows.
Elbow macaroni with meat sauce.
Oh, it's a pun.
Oh, her name is Grace Keim.
Okay.
Grace.
Not very graceful behind the wheel.
I guess that kid should have said grace before he got whaled.
She's a disgrace.
Okay, so I said then?
I'm dead.
No one cares?
I saw a ridiculous story about a 16-year-old boy who was fortunate enough, although I didn't see a picture to confirm this, to have sex with his teacher. Not only that, he was living in a group home, and two of the women counselors there had sex with him as well.
Wow.
That poor child.
He must have been
nailing three broads.
How old was he?
16. They were all like 20s, 30s.
I didn't see
pictures.
A lucky bitch.
Yeah, this is like Maryland, too. It's not some like, you know.
And he didn't even have to shit his pants.
Florida.
Yeah.
That was a callback, folks.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
His pants.
Maybe he did.
Why would any male student turn their teacher in? Especially when they're hot like that one from a year ago.
No, they don't turn their teacher
in. Somebody else does.
They gloat about it to other people.
Yeah,
and other people get jealous and turn them in.
Well, Craig has brought it up many times in these situations. Is if you're lucky enough.
I don't listen to Craig.
Who? What?
Go ahead. Okay.
When you're in this kind of situation where you're fortunate enough, you know, lucky enough to get this, you don't say a word.
It's impossible not to. It's the ultimate boy fantasy.
But you should want it to continue.
Yeah, but at the same time, you just can't not tell somebody.
You can't not.
You can't not believe this incredible fact of sex.
The only words you utter are to the person, to the teacher you're having sex with, which is, if you stop, I go to the police.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, end of story. Perfect. And shove that pointer fucking thing up my ass.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Huh?
Or do that.
Okay. Smash my balls with a dictionary.
All right, what is this about some eyes or something here? What is this?
Pupils. No, they're students.
Oh.
Yeah.
This was funny. 22 school children were stabilized after the two taxis they were traveling in collided.
So there were 11 people per taxi?
Ridiculous.
Where the hell is this?
Oh, this definitely had to be coming across the border.
Yeah, I think they were violating some kind of safety code.
Every safety code. Seven people. Kids in the trunk. Is there some kind of new SUV taxi I'm unaware of? You never have 11 people in a car. Ever.
Well, you could fit 11 people in a van taxi.
Well, okay. Maybe it was.
Yeah, 11.
I don't even know where this is.
It doesn't say? Top, what's
everything says South Africa. Was this in Africa?
Well, okay, fine.
Oh, yeah. Durban?
Yeah, there a taxi's a fucking elephant.
It's an elephant that has a bunch of sacks on the side that the people sit in.
Everybody has AIDS, so they're thin, so they all
fit together.
Like,
they all
hang with fucking elephant ball hair.
I was going to say, it must look like Battle Bones from He-Man. If anybody remembers
that.
Must
have been
a
real slow motion accident, two elephants colliding.
Unless one was a cheetah.
No. No.
No.
Mario sound, please.
Please. That was authentic.
Acapella.
It sounded like it came right from the fucking video game.
It did.
We have 5 minutes. We got to fill 5 minutes.
Fine. Fill it.
So we're not going over?
Fill it, O'Fish.
Nah, why not?
22 people in two cars.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous.
I don't get it.
How about this new law for photo processors?
Oh, yes. God.
They have to report child porn.
Photo processors as in people that work in photo labs that say Pathmark and Rite Aid and shit like that.
Yeah.
I used to do that, and it's always been a law from what I understand.
Yeah.
Like, people would come in, not necessarily with child pornography, but any kind of pornography. People would come in taking pictures of their wives and whatnot, performing sexual
acts. You don't have to report
acts.
That.
I didn't report it. I reported it to myself when I brought them home. Fucking went to work and entertained myself
at work.
When I broke the law.
Maybe it was a
people
will
come
law.
In and say, hey, can I get my pictures? And I'm like, nah, man, I had to report that.
The machine ate them.
The machine ate them.
Meanwhile, they're in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a local law, and now this is a major law. What's the deal here?
I don't know. Why do you call me out on this stuff? You know, I don't read stuff.
Fine. It should be a major law.
I just
law.
Read headlines. That's
should
it.
Should be a major law.
But, I mean, this doesn't go into any kind of invasion of privacy or anything like that. It's not a. I guess because.
Well, no, they have to look at them to process them. Yeah. You're looking at
no,
the.
No, I know
pictures.
That. Yeah.
It sounds like Matt's looking for the fucking loopholes.
I am. I am.
Well, you're
thank
on
God
taking
for
some
digital cameras, right, Matt?
Picks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know, right. Are there, I'm amazed that there are even photo processors still.
Yeah, I know. What's the punishment for this?
I don't know. What, you really want me to read this?
Oh, fine. Don't read it.
Okay, good.
You get shoved into a fucking
great 5 minutes
muddy volcano.
All right, here. I'll tell you what I'll do for you.
Oh, you got audio?
Yeah.
Offers a new audio. Approach to catching sex offenders. If it passes, all Photoshops will be required to report child pornography images to authorities. Dan Bowens is in our newsroom to explain. Dan?
Gerald, the bill is simply titled The Duty to Report Child Porn.
Duty.
Legislators say
porn.
It will protect children. Processing 5,000 photos every day, 6 days a week.
I have all the colors right here.
It's all a part of the job for Wolf Camera employee Kathleen Hawkins, but what happens if she runs across a photo with child porn?
If we decide that, yeah, there's something going on here, we call the authorities.
It's a store policy that could get a little more muscle with the help of a new House bill entitled Duty to Report Child Porn.
We're obviously after the people who abuse children.
Representative Karen Ray is one of the sponsors of the bill. It would make it state law for any photo finisher or computer tech to report to the authorities any images of child porn they discover from a customer.
It's the processors, the technicians, are the ones who may get information or have information on such activity prior to anybody else.
But sometimes the technicians can make a bad call.
Oh.
And I think that this was one of those times. When they got the wrong people.
Oh, no.
Take the Hamadi family. In 2004, they submitted photos to an Eckerd's.
Oh,
one
no.
appeared to show Charbel Hamadi kissing his infant son's groin area.
I would never do
what
y'all thinking I'm doing.
Hamadi spent 6 months in jail before the sexual...
Hang on a second. I would
kiss
the more groin. Listen to him.
Was he sniffing
listen.
His son's groin area?
I would never do what y'all thinking I'm doing.
Hamadi spent 6 months in
well
jail
put.
Before the sexual assault charges were thrown out. Authorities determined the pictures were a misinterpreted display of affection. Now his attorney says
oh
it's a gray
God.
Area lawmakers should be aware of.
It's a brown
what
area.
The Hamadi case has shown us is that sometimes when that net is sent out to catch those tunas, there's an innocent dolphin sometimes in that net. So as long
kissing
as
a baby's
mindful,
groin.
Sometimes innocent people can also be caught up in this.
Now, Gerald, as it's submitted, the bill carries no penalties. We're told it will go to a review committee. If it's approved, it could become law by December of this year.
This is what I was getting to by the invasion of privacy sort of thing.
Yeah.
Where there obviously will be instances that is going to cause people a lot
of Yeah, everyone's
of
got the pictures of, like, their kids
yeah.
taking their first bath and stuff
why
like that.
Why would you be kissing or look like you're kissing your son's groin?
Somebody might have snapped, like, while he was sniffing for poop or something.
Oh, he's got such a beautiful
like, doing
dick. He's
baby, doing a wow.
Look at his little pecker. I love it. Get a picture of this.
While he's giving wow. his kid the rusty trombone, he
no.
took the picture.
6 months in jail for kissing your kid's crotch.
Wow. His entire stay there was a misinterpreted display of affection, I hope.
Ah.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Oh. And you know they don't like
Jesus
those.
Grossing.
Yeah.
They don't really.
They don't like kid touchers in the.
Yeah, the lucky boys.
The pen, yeah.
yeah, they really don't.
No.
They'll
I would
you.
Never. What you think I'm doing.
I would never do what y'all think I'm doing.
And you could just see the fear in his eyes because you know he was raped probably in jail.
Oh my God.
Wow. What? Okay.
Am I lying?
Walking like a cowboy.
No, he was raped. Dare and do dare know he was
chances
raped.
Chances are he probably enjoyed it.
He enjoys it now.
Thank
he probably went back to Eckerd with the same pictures.
Try it again, fuckface.
He's like, Bubba, I don't care if you rape me. Just, you know, whine a little bit like you're a little baby.
Oh, my God.
See,
let me
I'm
sniff
bad.
For poop.
Let me sniff a poop.
Let me sniff your penis.
And on that mercenary note.
Yeah, we're out of here.
We're going to the diner.
Yeah, seriously, I need some food in me.
Yeah.
Toronto!
We'll do a remote in the
I'm
diner.
Breaking curfew.
Hopefully,
breaking curfew.
Hopefully next week will be a little better.
Derek will be a little
yeah.
better.
Yeah, we're all
yeah,
a little angry.
Was... A little angry at ourselves tonight, I think.
If you guys...
And you too, so fuck yourself.
If you guys want to do the podcast thing, subscribe through iTunes. Just search through us through Aristocrats
oh, yeah,
Radio.
There's a couple things. You can go to aristocratsradio.com.
Which exists again.
Exists again.
iTunes. We're on iTunes. If you want to subscribe to the feed, that's good. Also, we're going to be making stickers. So if you would like one or two or a few.
Or all of them.
Email arstickers@AOL.com.
Ooh.
How AR clever. Stands for Aristocrats Ranium.
Or just or if you want to leave comments or any kind of shit to Derek. What's the email address, Derek?
AristocratsRadio@AOL.com. Make sure you spell aristocrats right. People have problems with that, apparently. Apparently, we have a difficult name to spell.
Who told you this?
A couple people.
I haven't been able to type it without making a mistake in a while. Actually.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
I get it fine. I got.
I've been plugging it.
A roastocrats and all that.
I copy and feed the whole fucking thing, so I don't care.
So watch your spelling when you're putting that in. That's why we got arstickers@AOL.com if you want a sticker. We're going to get them printed up soon, and when we do, if you want to just leave your address, we'll send them out to you for free.
We might also send some pictures of child pornography. So.
Yeah.
We might even send Vaughn.
Let's not say that.
And if you live in Red Bank, Vaughn might actually personally deliver them to you.
And nice. You can tell him to his face how much you hate him. Or how much you should have been aborted.
But that's my life.
You can go ahead.
Go! We got like 2 seconds. Go.
You could have personally supplied the coat hanger.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Good night, everybody.
In the 70s. A fucking hairy bush and all.
Wow. Wow. Always takes it to that next.